From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syria's Russia-backed government and rebels in Aleppo fighting to oust President Bashar al-Assad announced Tuesday that the two sides have reached a deal to support the withdrawal of opposition fighters and tens of thousands of civilians from the war-ravaged area. The deal brokered by Russia and Turkey was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of United Nations Security Council and a short while after the UN claims that government loyalists in Aleppo had executed scores of people as rebel defense in the city withered. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the 15-member Security Council that the world body stands ready to help implement a final deal.
I call on the Syrian authorities and their allies, Russia and Iran, to honor their obligations under international humanitarian law and do the following. Urgently allow the remaining civilians to escape the area and facilitate access for all humanitarian actors and the delivery of critically important assistance.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after over two decades in office. Jammeh initially conceded defeat to election winner Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to make selections for his cabinet, choosing a Texas oil executive, ExxonMobil chief executive officer Rex Tillerson, as Secretary of State. Zanika Hoke reports.
Rex Tillerson's possible nomination was first reported last week.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players, and he knows them well. He does massive deals in Russia.
These deals moved Russian President Vladimir Putin to confer on Tillerson the Order of Friendship in 2013.
I've known him since 1999. And I have a very close relationship with him.
His Russia ties may stall his Senate confirmation hearing. U.S. relations with Russia have worsened in the past week over intelligence reports that Moscow-sponsored hacking, which could have influenced last month's U.S. presidential election. Slavica Hoke, Washington.
Meantime, aides to Trump said he has decided to name a one-time political foe, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, to head the country's Department of Energy, a sprawling agency Perry once said should be abolished as wasteful. Trump has yet to formally name Perry to the post. The Islamic State terror group is claiming responsibility for Sunday suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church that killed at least 25 people. ISIS issued an online statement warning of more violence against what it called every infidel and apostate in Egypt and elsewhere. Egyptian authorities have arrested four people allegedly trying to tie to the blast, that is, and are searching for others. A U.S. official says President Barack Obama's administration is stopping the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia in response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. In addition to canceling the sale of the precision-guided missiles, weapons that is, the U.S. will alter the way it trains Saudi Air Force personnel to improve their accuracy. The U.S. actions could further strain ties with Saudi Arabia at a time when the incoming administration of President-elect Trump prepares to assume control of the executive branch of the U.S. government. And U.S. President Barack Obama has signed a $6.3 billion bill to fund cancer research, drug addiction recovery, and mental health services. An emotional ceremony at the White House, the president signed the 21st Century Cures Act. He made a point to highlight the work of Vice President Joe Biden. Section of the bill is named for Biden's son, Beau, who died from brain cancer in 2015. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.